Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Monday, December 17th, 2018. Today, in 1790, the Aztec calendar stone was discovered at El Zocalo, Mexico City. After a good 2 years of red, red, green, the Berlin Left Party is satisfied with their work. At last weekend's state party conference, the Die Linke delegates accounted the free public transport ticket for all pupils, the abolition of the unfounded time limit in the public service, and above all, the increase of the state-owned purchase fund for flats and land as their successes. However, the left continues to be concerned about refugees and rents. At the conference, Berlin's state leader Katina Schubert spoke out in favor of a radical change in rent policy. In her view, large housing companies such as Deutsche Wohnen should be socialized in the same way that the Grundgesetz, or the German Constitution, makes it possible. The federal chairman of the left, Bernd Rixinger, promised support for this at the federal level. In refugee policy, the left wants to make Berlin a special protection zone. Like some other European cities, Schubert said on Saturday at the state party conference that Berlin should become a city of solidarity and demanded that, quote, whoever comes to Berlin is a Berliner. And she suggested a Berlin identity card that gives all Berliners access and participation, no matter what their passport or residence status is. Cities such as Barcelona and Palermo, which oppose the policy of isolation and discrimination of their national governments, are a model for this. Berlin, together with Hamburg and Bremen, had recently declared its support for the care and integration of refugees in the joint declaration, City-States Remain Safe Havens. Federal leader Rixinger also clearly rejected migration-critical currents in his party, stating that, quote, we must be the toughest opponent of the AfD. Migrants are not competitors. He thus contradicted the co-faction leader in the Bundestag, Sada Wagenknecht, who had spoken out in favor of limiting migration. Kitas can expect significant improvements for children and parents from the next year onwards. In their last sessions before the Christmas break on Friday, both houses of the federal government approved the so-called Gute Kita Gesetz, or Good Daycare Law, just in time for the planned start on January 1st. According to the Senate Education Administration, Berlin can expect around 300 million euros from the federal government's planned billion-euro package for the expansion of childcare. Brandenburg state government expects 163 million euros. The state of Berlin announced that it would use the money to finance a free breakfast for all kindergarten children. Education Senator Sandra Schiedes of the SPD explained that the money would also be used in the city for a focal point allowance for educators in districts with particularly severe social problems. In times of an acute shortage of skilled workers, more educators are to be recruited for these needy daycare centers. What the bonus will be is not yet known. Even before the law was passed, Schiedes had announced that money would also be used for daycare center management, for the qualification of career changers in the nursery profession, and for the expansion of daycare for children. Within the framework of this Good Daycare Law, all lands will receive a total of around 5.5 billion euros from the federal government by 2022. The aim of the package is to create more free daycare centers and more quality. For example, through more skilled staff and education offers, more rooms, better food, or longer opening hours. Berlin Member of Parliament Hakan Tas of the Left Party caused a minor accident while driving drunk. He was observed by police on Friday evening and stopped shortly afterwards. Toss is now being investigated on suspicion of hit-and-run driving and driving under the influence of alcohol. According to police, Toss drove against a lantern pole and then continued his journey. This was noticed by police officers who were off duty. They followed Toss and informed the dispatch, which in turn sent a patrol car. The patrol car crew observed Toss parking in Karl Heinrich Ulrichstrasse near Nollendorfplatz and approached him. According to a police spokesperson, the politician was uncooperative at first and initially resisted the subsequent blood sample collection. The 52-year-old is considered a renowned security expert for his party and has been a member of the House of Representatives and chairman of the Committee on Labor, Integration, and Social Affairs since 2011. At the Left Party Congress in Adlershof on Saturday, Toss only stopped by briefly to inform the party leadership. Later, he said that, quote, "I deeply regret driving drunk yesterday. After an emotionally stirring trip to Turkey, he made this big mistake and would give the investigating authorities the opportunity to clarify the matter completely." For the moment, he has put his posts as spokesman for domestic policy, integration, and participation in the Left Parliamentary Group and his membership in the Parliamentary Group Executive to rest. But he wants to keep his mandate as a member of parliament. At the request of the RBB, the party leadership did not want to comment on the incident. And before we go, here's a quick update from Albert, who is the silent half of the Berlin briefing team. He'd like you to know about his new podcast, Elixir of the Gods. In this show, Albert and his friend Diego cover the arts and culture of mezcal and other agave-based spirits from Mexico. The complete first season will be released within this week. You can find Elixir of the Gods in many podcast apps, on Spotify, and at www.elixirofthegodspodcast.com. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.